Kia ora, ko tū whenua rawa nā tanahira tuku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Sick leave is about to change, and for many Māori workers that will mean a big improvement on their current conditions. From tomorrow, the minimum paid sick leave increases from 5 to 10 days for permanent employees, as long as they have been in their job for 6 months. Council of Trade Unions President Richard Wagstaff says unions will continue to push for sick leave entitlements to start from day one, perhaps through the upgrade of the Holidays Act. He says COVID-19 showed how important it is that people stay home when they are unwell, not just for the individual, but for the workplace and the wider community. The change fixes an unfair difference in the workplace.
Well-paid white-collar jobs tend to have sort of sick leave or even unlimited sick leave in their agreements, much more generous provisions. Lower-paid jobs and certainly in more casualised jobs and so on, tends to be more Māori in those jobs, and therefore I would imagine that data probably supports the fact that this will be more important for Māori than most people. And we certainly think it'll be more important for people who aren't in unions.
Richard Wagstaff from the CTU. Jobs for Nature is putting $14.7 million into iwi-led and iwi-design projects in Te Tai Rāwhiti. Almost $11 million is going to Tūranga Kaimahi mō Te Taiao, a collaborative ecological regeneration partnership between Tūranga Iwi, Ngāi Tāmanuhiri, Rongo Whakaata, and Te Aitanga a Māhaki to protect biodiversity through fencing, planting, and weed and pest management, as well as restore and protect culturally historic sites. A partnership of Gisborne District Council, Maraitaha Incorporated, and Tāmanuhiri Tutu Poroporo Trust will get $2 million to turn a pine plantation into indigenous forest, restoring lowland podocarp broadleaf ecosystems and protecting the whenua that provides Te Rāwhiti and Gisborne's drinking water. Māhia Restoration Trust receives $1.4 million to restore Mahanga Forest, Lake Rotopounamu, the Hinirauiri Stream and two wetland areas, including developing a nursery in the forest for traditional rongoā plants. Te Rea, which was piloted during the COVID lockdown at Te Rāwhiti Agroecology Recovery Project, gets another $500,000 so it can continue for a further year supporting rural communities to create nature-based employment. Conservation Minister Kiritapu Allen says the funding will create 165 new jobs over the next 3 years and provide fantastic training opportunities for those looking for pathways into a conservation career. South Auckland Tamariki are getting a chance to see and hear some old and unfamiliar instruments this weekend. The New Zealand Baroque Orchestra, NZ Baroque, is holding a free concert for Tamariki aged 6 and under at the Ōtara Music and Arts Centre tomorrow. Violinist and narrator Catherine Polglaze says Come Play Ruby May is a fun and dynamic experience.
We really invite our children to move to the music. They pretend to climb their maunga, they wave a scarf, they shake a shaker, they sing. So we have interspersed with everything, some lovely music, and a chance to really move to it.
Come Play Ruby May is at 2:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Ōtara Music and Arts Centre. And that is your Wātea News.